WRKS Pickens Jackson.
All systems go.
Live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
It's now ordered.
Live in the studio.
It's the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming live worldwide on the Out of Bounds Radio app.
And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
All set. Let's go.
The Zone.
Good morning. Welcome in. We are the Out of Bounds Show. I'm your host, Bo Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're streaming live for you on the Out of Bounds radio app and thezone1059.com. Thezone1059.com. The show is powered by Dancing Rabbit Golf. DancingRabbitGolf.com. Book your stay and play. Three things you want to do when you're there: play golf, hit the sports book, Golden Moon Casino, and then, of course, Philip M's. That's a good 24 hours with a friend, client, or a colleague in your company. Only about 55 minutes from where I'm sitting here above Beagle Bagel in Madison, Mississippi. Morris beat me here this morning. Other than that, I feel good about it. We want to welcome Blake Scott got Fauci'd in Ireland. And, yes, I know not Blake, but Fauci will go down as one of the biggest failures in the history of this country. And that's saying something. But Blake got Fauci'd in Ireland and had to stay around a little while in what is a ridiculous protocols and so on. But he is back. And when did you get home? Friday night?
Late Friday night. That's correct. And late Friday night.
So you stayed another 5 or 6 days?
Yeah, about 5 days. I was supposed to leave Monday, left Friday. So, but that's all right.
Okay. Man. Monday, Friday.
We're rocking and rolling, baby, because...
Fauci or Snails, not players.
Who knew that's that right. You'd get Fauci'd?
Yeah. I mean, it was unfortunate. I wanted to be back, but I mean, I did have some good friends that also got Fauci'd with me, so... We hung out and we made the best of it and had a good time. And once we could leave, we left.
Once you could leave, you left.
Yeah, as soon as we could leave, we left. So I ended up missing a few more days of work, but luckily you did not burn the place down or give Will bad advice on the boards.
Or find somebody in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Had I known you were going to get Fauci, I may have gone the week before.
Yeah,
I may have gone all in.
Yeah. I mean,
but I didn't.
There's not a lot of talent out there on the transfer portal, so you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
How do you know that?
Man.
Is that facts?
You got to be careful.
That's what I see on...
My sources tell me that.
Sources. Sources and facts. That's what I see on Twitter. People will lead a tweet with facts.
Hey, facts are Ole Miss headed in the right direction. Mississippi State played baseball before?
Well, yeah, we've got two teams going in the opposite direction right now. There's no question about that. So Blake Scott is back from a 3-week vacation, and
not quite. Hey, but we did the. I see your draft ticket pass is up there. I know y'all.
Yeah.
You obviously, I'm sure, expounded on that trip when you got back with everything. But man, that was a fun time, wasn't it?
We had a blast.
Yeah,
we had a blast.
Man, I was telling that story.
It was better than I thought.
100%. A lot of people at the wedding that I was at in Ireland were asked, they're people from California and New York and things like that. They're big NFL fans. And they were when they found out I went to the draft, that was a big topic of conversation, was how insane it is in person versus just even watching it on TV. TV doesn't do it justice.
It doesn't. Mm-mm. I didn't know that it was that crazy. Obviously Vegas, I do think elevated it or whatever, but
absolutely,
I do know that they have a great time, whatever city it's in. I don't need to go to Kansas City next year because once you do Vegas, you know, it's like taking me to Kessler Prime and then trying to get me to go to,
Outback.
You know, or something even lower than that.
Kansas City, lower than Outback.
Yeah, you know, well, yeah. I didn't, that was kind of
shots fired.
I mean, that may be another one, you know, as time creeps on, that may be another one where I don't make it there.
No.
Because I want to be strategic as to where I'm going.
Catch Patrick Mahomes when he's somewhere else.
Yeah, in the Superdome.
Yeah.
I know it's an AFC, NFC. They don't play that often, but they will, I guess, at some point. But, no, you're right. I did talk about it, but without you here, obviously it's better that because you were there, and you and I, when we walked in, we realized how, first of all, our VIP passes got us everything that we wanted, so we were very fortunate.
Yes.
To be a part of the trip. We realized that. And we were right by the stage, and we had unlimited waiters and waitresses. I mean, just unlimited service.
Yeah. It was, and they were good, sir. It wasn't like you go to an event and you're like, oh, great. Like, I've seen this person once every 25 minutes. Like that.
Right.
Our guys were walking back and forth every 3 minutes, 5 minutes max.
Well, here's where the NFL is. So those people paid, we won't say how much, but it's an outrageous amount of money.
Big sponsorship.
And I didn't realize how much. And so those were the sponsors for, I think 32 teams got 10 spots. So, and they were split on each side of the stage. So we had about 150 something people on our side, and there were 150 something people on the other side of the VIP, right by in the same place, right by the stage. And then they let just fans be in the middle. The NFL had more in a day and age where people can't find labor and can't get people to do different things. The NFL was overstaffed, and that's smart.
Oh, they spared no expense. The word that I thought of, grandiose.
Yeah.
Everything was just over the top. Every little piece was over the top.
We almost had our own waiter.
We pretty much did.
And that blew me away. I just wasn't sure exactly what the logistics were. Because as you and I were walking in with the crew from Gulfport and Biloxi, there may have been some other people from other places, we were trying to wrap our brain around where we were going because the setup was so grandiose.
So large,
yeah.
So large.
And we kept taking a left and a right and a left and a right, and I kept thinking, I don't really know where we're going to be.
And they were putting us in from the backside.
Yeah.
So, like, you didn't go in through the main, like, I know people who watched it on TV, the big mouth of the auditorium, we didn't go through the big mouth.
That would have taken an hour.
They ushered us around the side, and, like, you go in through this little side door, and you walk in, and all of a sudden, you go in by a porta potty, and then as you go past that, you walk up some stairs, and then boom, you're 60 feet from the stage.
But it's the nice porta potties like you have behind the suites at PGA golf tournaments.
Yeah.
And they had plenty of those too. I mean, say what you want about the NFL, which for you and I, they almost saved our business because they played in 2020, and I will never forget that. And I will, always think about that. And we will do even more NFL because of that.
Yeah.
But say what you want about them, they roll out the red carpet for their corporate people, and we were just along for the ride.
Yeah, to the next level, they roll it out.
Right.
And so I just thought it was incredible. Like, I know you shared the pictures, and there were lots of things going on, but, like, the level of commitment, and then we talked about this because I know you've mentioned, too, Kay Adams, no longer on our morning show, Good Morning Football, and
which is depressing.
We talk about the animal that is the NFL. I mean, the fandoms, the crazy people that you saw, all the pictures you took with people who you couldn't see a layer of skin because of how covered they were with Colts gear or Broncos gear or Saints gear or 49ers gear or whatever it was. I mean, it's just, we think we're crazy in the SEC, and we are.
Right.
But the NFL is just that on a worldwide scale.
It is. And it's much bigger and badder in a good way than the SEC. I love SEC football. And you know what? You just brought up a great point, Blake, that takes me to the first SEC schools to adopt what the NFL does in their suites and club level. The SEC has, like Ole Miss and Mississippi State, and they have nice premium areas, especially MSU. Ole Miss will add at some point, especially if Lane Train continues. But, Blake, I think the first SEC schools that go all the way in NFL-wise in their premium areas will win big. They've scratched around, but they're going to have to do even more.
I
took a survey last year and basically laid it out to them, and I was like, you're still not doing enough.
Yeah.
Your TVs are dog poo-poo in your club level.
When Georgia,
your food's not edible.
When Georgia, a Florida, or an Alabama, or an LSU, one of those does it and goes NFL and everyone sees how popular it is, that'll be the domino for sure.
I think the one spot that has, well, I'm going to hold on that. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone is powered by DancingRabbitGolf.com and the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook. Our Farm Bureau Insurance call-in line is 601-707-3750. Twitter handle, at Bo Bounds. Big Board coming up next. We'll let you know who's on the show. We'll talk Ole Miss and Hail State baseball. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
On the Big Board.
All right, Ole Miss swept LSU, and they are now number 38 in Warren Nolan. 38th in Warren Nolan. With a 24 strength of schedule. Just to give you a heads up. Let me say that again. The Ole Miss baseball team. I mean, is Mike Bianco going to get a contract extension? Ole Miss has now won 6 conference games in a row, 7 overall. And they swept LSU in Baton Rouge. They're 38th, WarrenNolan.com, with a 20th of schedule. I don't want to surprise you or shock you, but Tennessee's still number one. Now, you may want to keep an eye on Vanderbilt. They're number 3 with a number 3 strength of schedule.
Surging.
Also, Auburn is number 4 with a number 5 strength of schedule. Okay, and then Georgia is number 7 with a number 4 strength of schedule. Just to kind of give you an idea of how this is shaking out. And also, Dan McDonnell and Louisville, the U of L, he has turned it around this season. And they are 11th with a 23 strength of schedule. So that is something to keep an eye on depending on what Mike Bianco does the next couple of weeks. I think Ole Miss is in. I don't think A&M's that good. I know they just swept Mississippi State. I think they're a nice team, and I think Ole Miss will take the series. But A&M is still ranked 19th in Warren Nolan and 19th strength of schedule.
Mm.
But just Ole Miss is 38th Warren Nolan, 24th strength of schedule. Give Mike Bianco and this team all the credit in the world. They could have checked out and had a super crappy ending to the season, and instead they're red hot and they're doing what they need to do,
dude,
not just at the plate, but where? On the bump.
That's the difference.
On the bump.
Look at Mississippi State.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right. So as Mississippi State can't win a game, can't buy a game, can't find a way into the winner circle, and Friday night I think was a great, you know, example of that. Was a, you know, you're just sitting there going, what in the world? What, up 7-4 late? And then, bam.
Blink of an eye.
But first of all, Mike Bianco's a pro. That's what you don't. Successful people, here's what I've found. They may go through a rough patch, but people that are high achievers and successful people that have had a track record, I don't mean 1 year, 2 years. Mm-hmm. This man's been winning for 20 years. Not to the level of some people in the fan base expectations, but still, this is a top 15 to top 20 program, and at times has been top 10, top 12-ish, or on the fringe. He's a pro. He's a high achiever. A guy like that's never going to quit. ever. And I wonder this. Ole Miss has Mike coaches hard, okay? And Mike sometimes may suffocate the room and so on, right? I wonder if after March 14th, things started going the wrong way. There was so much pressure on them when they went to number one, and they haven't been a program that really handled pressure well. Maybe they relaxed when the expectations went away and the love and all the pats on the back around the square and all that, because that's gotten to their football team. Nobody celebrates a team that's doing well like Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Okay? And I just wonder, once the pressure and the constant when will you win big at Omaha had to be exhausting within the program, and I think there was like this pressure on the in that Ole Miss baseball facility that it can wear on you, and it takes incredible toughness to flip it. And Mississippi State's program is known as that program that flips the switch in April or May. And we're seeing a lot of this from Ole Miss, and their veterans are coming up in big. These are guys that have played an enormous amount of baseball. I mean, they're on. Some of them are on their like 179th game. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
And so maybe we're going to be talking about some tough as nails players from Ole Miss in the next few weeks. Now, guys, there's still a long way to go. This is still all about making a run. This isn't about going to Hoover. Nope. This isn't about going to a regional. This is about getting in, because they're playing as well as anybody in the country right now. And they should take the series this weekend and then go to Hoover, and we'll see what happens. But this is still about going to a regional, winning it, going to a super regional and winning it, and punching your ticket to Omaha.
And I think, dare I say it,
is Ole Miss. Oh, here is my question. Is Ole Miss ready to do this?
Well, here's why I'm going to say it's setting up for them to. It's better that they fell apart. It's better that they're not a national seed.
Yep.
It's better that they will not play in Oxford in the postseason.
I don't see it, Blake. Even if they win three against A&M.
They're not hosting.
I don't see them getting into the 16.
They're not hosting.
No.
They're not a top 16
because
team.
We've already got all these teams that have punched their ticket.
And that's great for Ole Miss and Mike Bianco. To me, look at his track record. He's never done it at home. The only time they made it to Omaha, they had to beat a team in ULL at ULL.
That's right.
It's that team. You talk about pressure and you talk about history and you talk about what we've seen over the course of Mike Bianco's tenure. That team doesn't need to play at home. They don't need to be
now,
the number one
here's
seed.
Here's what's weird. If you win a regional and who you're matched up against doesn't do what they're supposed to do, because this has happened to MSU.
Correct.
You could actually find yourself hosting a super like Mississippi State did in 2007.
Yes, or like Vanderbilt and State did in the 2018 run.
So, but you know, so crazy things can happen coming out of a regional, but as you said, they'll go on the road.
Yes.
And they won't be scared. They played away. And whatever happened in the players-only meeting after Mississippi State took their manhood on that Sunday game, they come back a couple of days later, beat Mississippi State, and then they've been on a roll ever since. Whatever happened in that players-only meeting, some older guys said, guys, we're not going out like this. Yeah. So you can either take your uniform, turn it into Bianco tomorrow morning, or here's the deal. And then I think maybe, I don't know if relaxed is the word, but they just started playing ball and there wasn't as much, there's always pressure, but maybe a different kind of pressure.
Yeah. Well, when your back's against the wall and there's literally nowhere to go, you either live to fight or you die, you know, you got to figure out a way to live to fight. And that's what they did.
Well, we're going to bring in Parrish Alford at 8:30, Ole Miss baseball insider. He'll join us on the Corona Premier guest line. Brad Edwards, 25 years at ESPN in the world of college football, will join us at 9:30. Saban was talking about parity, and which was laughable at the, whatever it was, Regions Bank golf tournament or something. And we're going to talk about that. And then the fact that Lane Kiffin quote tweeted it and basically said Saban wouldn't know parody if it bit him in the left butt cheek at night. And so we're going to have fun with that with Brad Edwards, who's been a Bama insider, but a college football insider for 25 years. And then also Drew Brees has left the door open to return to the NFL.
As an analyst?
And all I can say is, say it ain't so, Drew. We love you, and you're great. You're, you know, top 1%, and you're a Hall of Famer. But Blake said he'd take Baker Mayfield over Drew Brees today. And Drew's arm was broken the last couple of years. I don't understand what he's going to come back. Now, he may have been lifting and so healthy that he's got one more shot in him, but I don't know what he's talking about. Other than maybe he disliked calling Notre Dame games and studio hosting to the point where he's trying to find something else to do. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. Show is powered by MississippiSportsMedicine.com for any orthopedic hiccup. SEC Insider Hit coming up next.
This is the SEC Insider Hit. Presented by your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent. Go local. Go with a home team.
Well, so this adds a little heat, a little spice to Mississippi sports. The fact that Ole Miss decided to turn it on. And this is going to be both fascinating and fun to see what shakes out. They're in the postseason, I believe. I know they need maybe technically one more SEC win. Two is slam dunk. And I think they'll take the series from A&M. I think A&M's a nice team. But we've talked about it. Ole Miss has a lot of talent. They have star power. They've got a bunch of dudes that have played 150-plus baseball games in college. That means something. Road trips aren't a big deal. Different stadiums, hotels. What I've been there and done that. I've seen every pitcher, tons of first, second, third rounders the last few years. I mean, I've had plenty of two-strike counts in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. This is what you want. It's what, you know, when Jake Mangum, that wasn't a big deal. Tanner Allen, Rowdy Jordan. I mean, these guys just fed. They were like, feed me more of pressure at bats in the eighth inning with runners on. That's what you're seeing now from the Ole Miss Rebels. Plus, some nice pitching on the bump and some guys that are, I know y'all hate hearing this word, continuing to develop and get better every week. And so we'll see what they do. They're at home. They should take care of business. And then they'll go to Hoover. And then we'll kind of see where they're shipped. They're not going to go anywhere where they should be intimidated. There's a great chance that they'll go somewhere where they're the best team, even though they won't be hosting. And so these are things that happen when you play in the Southeastern Conference. I mean, this is a load. This isn't any different than what we were talking about February 10th. It's a loaded, veteran-laden roster that you don't get in college football for the most part. I know COVID was a disruptor kind of weird deal. But things are lining up, and whatever they have figured out, both in that team meeting and Bianco with the lineup and blah, 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 is working. They've won seven in a row, six straight conference games, and they host a team they are better than. This is the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. SEC Insider Hit this morning, brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance. Bundle your auto and home and save, I think that's the key word, save with your local Farm Bureau insurance agent. Go to favorites.com, get a quote. You'll love it. Everybody wants to save regardless of what's going on, but with inflation, holy smokes. Farm Bureau insurance, go local, go with the home team. Blake?
I spent my time out in Ireland pondering the answers to life's greatest questions. And one of them was,
what are you going to get philosophical on me?
Yeah, what will happen with Ole Miss baseball in the postseason? and I did some you know, searching. I tried to get in the mind of Mike Bianco and Ole Miss baseball and Tim Elko and Kevin Graham and all these guys and try to figure out what was said in that players-only meeting and what started this now seven-game win streak.
Seven games.
And in my philosophical perusings and researchings and datings, I came up with this.
Okay.
They're 7-0 in the Cambo Digital Hats. Seven straight wins in the ugliest hats on the planet, and I think Ole Miss has to wear those hats into
just
perpetuity.
Bam, the rest. Okay,
I think they will go. They'll go undefeated if they wear the digital hats this weekend, and it'll prove that that's all that matters.
What if they go 9-0 to wrap up the season and go into Hoover?
Mm.
I think they'll cancel their game tomorrow, which they should because
Arkansas
of RPI,
State or whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what everybody's doing. I don't blame them. Cancel that game. Write them a $8,000 check, whatever you pay in baseball. And then they'll go to Hoover. And then we'll have selection Sunday? Or is it Monday? No, it's like 11 a.m. Monday, right?
Yeah, it's a Monday.
We get the hosts on late on Sunday when the tournaments are wrapping up.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Anyway, get that, do that, and then Ole Miss will figure out where they're going.
That's it. Ole Miss baseball. Seven straight wins in the digital camo hats.
Oh, man.
That's all it comes down to.
Well, so that's a big story. Now, Mississippi State is in a spot that they haven't been in a long time.
2015.
They didn't have a good year that year. They didn't go anywhere. You know, losing Landon Sims and Stone Simmons, obviously a blow. But I don't think the fan base could envision this kind of season. And they can't win a game. They can't get anything for the most part out of either mid relief or a closer, whoever that is, which really they don't have one. And they got swept again. So it's all about next year. They'll have to retool the roster, do some transfer portal stuff, come back with Hunter Hines and Cade Smith. And a couple others, and then you gotta wonder, you know, what will Kellum Clark do? What will Cam James do? And what will Luke Hancock do? And it's a combination of a couple of things. You know, what will they do? And they also have to get better, because I don't think anybody's guaranteed much, except probably Hunter Hines and Cade Smith, and a couple of those younger pitchers that you feel like will get better, like Pico and Cheatham and so on. You know, Cumbus is gone. Logan Tanner's gone. Jaeger's gone. And Cam James may be gone. But you're looking for it. Could Cam James go to center field? Yes. Could Kellum Clark go to left? Yes.
But you need guys to get better.
The guys currently on the team have got to get better. Then you'll have some young guys that you feel like May can come on, and then you got to go to the transfer portal. So there's a lot of moves, and everybody's having to do it. I mean, Ole Miss is losing a ton.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? But they're winning, and they're going to go to the postseason. And regardless of what you want to say about Mike not winning enough in Omaha or not winning enough super regionals, however you want to run the numbers, he doesn't miss the postseason.
Yeah.
He just doesn't.
Yeah.
And they're going to go. I don't see any reason why this team can't do a lot of what they wanted to do back in February.
Yeah.
I don't tell me why this team can't do kind of where we were February 15th and March 15th.
Yeah.
Or March 14th, you know, whatever. Why tell me why they can't do what they wanted to do since the year started.
If you're playing as well as they're playing and they're one of the hottest teams in the country right now, obviously you don't win seven in a row. Without being that,
no.
And you don't win seven in a row flukily. I think that you're just starting from a different pole position. Yeah, Ole Miss wanted to be a top national seed when the season started. I get all that.
Sure.
But in reality, I just go back to for Mike Bianco and the history of Ole Miss baseball under Mike Bianco, it's better if they're not that pole position. You're better if you're down the line. And maybe starting from a position of a two seed or even a three seed, depending on how things play out. Because nobody wants to have that team walking into their stadium as a two or a three seed in regional play.
Not with Bench, Gonzalez, Elko, Graham, Alderman, and really the list goes on and on, Blake. I mean, you know, Chatagnier, he can hurt you. McCants can hurt you. I mean, it's what we thought they should be. They lost their fastball. They got it back. Credit to Bianco and everybody in the building, along with some of these guys, I would think Bench, Elko, Chatagnier. Well, these guys, Graham, they've been around forever.
Well, and you talked about situational hitting, and their guys are hitting the baseball when it matters. But I just go back to the pitching. That was the biggest question. We knew they had the ability to be one of the best offenses in the country because look at how much they returned. The pitching staff was such a question mark, and it's been a question mark all the way until this late turnaround.
Hunter Elliott was fabulous.
That's the biggest key.
On Saturday.
That's the key to winning for Ole Miss. You know they're going to hit the baseball. Will they run up against an ace? Sure.
Yeah.
But 9 out of 10 games, they're going to hit the baseball. Can you pitch the baseball through the postseason? That's the biggest difference.
I think maybe Mike may have taken his foot off, you know, the building. And also the bottom line is, can they find the late season magic in the postseason? It's all in front of them, though.
Yeah.
See, we know in baseball, I mean, let's just say they finish 25th in Warren Nolan. So they're not hosting, but they can go somewhere where they will literally be the most talented team in the regional.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a good chance.
Mississippi State's done it on the road and punched people out. I mean, ask Florida State and Vanderbilt and Virginia, all three big-time programs, two of the three national championship programs. Mississippi State has walked in there and beat them.
Ask Southern Miss.
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, at home, woof. Like, that it, you don't want this team in Ole Miss, the way they're playing, that type of heater. There's probably 5 to 6 teams in the country that are in Ole Miss's situation where they underperformed, but they're hitting their stride late. Those are the teams you don't, NC State last year, that's, you don't want that team coming into your regional or super regional. Ask Arkansas. They, you know, I mean, you just don't want to play that type of team in the postseason because they're the ones that are surging and heading in the right direction.
Yeah. Speaking of surging, let's switch gears. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, powered by Farm Bureau Insurance. Bundle your car and home insurance and save with your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent. Tiger Woods says he's a lot stronger. You know, Tiger's probably not going to say anything that's not spot on. Tiger Woods telling people, I'm a lot stronger as he heads into a PGA championship appearance. Also, Phil Mickelson will not play in the PGA, but it looks like the U.S. Open is going to line up. Mm. And so whatever off-the-record suspension, off-the-record, you know, he's on the blacklist, whatever it is, looks to be working itself out. And he will play in the Open. I was told again over the weekend that, and this is hard to, for most of us to wrap our brain around, considering he's made $300 or $400 million, that Phil needs money.
Ooh,
now that is
cash poor.
That is really, really, really hard to wrap your brain around. But that's how hard Phil, as Matt Janella said, Golf Insider on this show, he burns hot.
Yeah.
And he goes through that jet fuel, literally, in his jet, among other things. And so it looks like Phil will be back for the U.S. Open.
Betting Serbian tennis gets expensive.
I mean, especially when you're betting $200,000-$500,000 a weekend.
It is what right? it is, man.
I mean, even if you have made, yeah.
Anyway. How about this? The PGA Championship
Hey,
starts-
I want to bet this week. Okay, well, how much? I'm going to put $500,000 on that. Just one game.
Have you ever watched any of this? Nope.
Yeah.
Just like their uniforms. The PGA Championship starts May 19th, so in 3 days, this Thursday. It is at Southern Hills in
Tulsa,
Oklahoma. Find it just interesting that as late into the game as we are in professional golf, that they haven't maybe manipulated some of their touring to be in bigger places. We talked about the draft going from Vegas to Kansas City. How about going from like Augusta National and going to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hosted the U.S. Open, too. And
yeah.
I do a hit over there 4 or 5 times a year with a friend of mine who does an Oklahoma football show in Tulsa. And boy, they're in for a rude awakening when they go to the SEC.
Yikes.
But yeah, evidently that's a beautiful course. So we'll keep an eye on that.
8-4.
That's what they're going to be. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Our golf discussion this morning brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shop on County Line Road. And that's where you go to make your golf game better, whatever club it is you need to upgrade. Also, golf balls and everything else, golf accessories. And then you go to Live Oaks Golf Club, liveoaksgc.com. Play a round of golf at Live Oaks Golf Club this week. And Roosevelt's is closed today, but they'll be open tomorrow. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. The Ag Up Equipment. It was Mississippi Ag, is now Ag Up Equipment. Text line is 601-885-3776. 885-3776. And that is powered by your next John Deere tractor or John Deere lawnmower at what was Mississippi Ag is now Ag Up Equipment, agup.com. Blake is back. He got Fauci'd in Ireland, and he got home Friday night. And even after everything you went through, you took off in Atlanta and had to divert to Birmingham for a couple hours?
Yeah, it was terrible. We get over Jackson, and they're like, we have to hold because of this weather. So we circle. Like, there's, like, a path you take from, like, Jackson to Meridian that you'd, like, take this circle around Jackson. And we did that for 45 minutes. And then they're like, we can't land. We're going to Birmingham. So then we went to Birmingham, and we sat in Birmingham for an hour. And then we flew home after the weather passed that we could land. So even after all that time, I still almost didn't make it home.
So you do a run around Jackson, Meridian, and then they figure out they've got to go back to Birmingham?
Yeah, because you have to make that, you have that critical mass point basically where it's like, okay, we either have to decide we're landing because fuel will get to the point where we can't make it to another airport, or we have to decide we're going to another airport because we need to have enough fuel to make it and land safely in case anything were to go wrong on the way over there, right? So
okay,
you get that critical decision point where it's like you either have to do one or the other because you can't do both.
So you land in Birmingham.
Yep, and we just chill.
Because it's supposed to be a 50-minute flight from Atlanta to Jackson.
Correct.
Okay, so You get to Jackson, hover around, go back to Birmingham.
Yep.
And then how long are you there?
At that point, we had been in the air for like 2 hours because it was a 50-minute flight, but then we hovered for 45 minutes, and then you go to Birmingham. So we're in the air for 2 hours. We sit on the ground for about an hour, hour and 15 minutes because you can't get off the plane. There's no manifest for this stop, right? So
right.
You can't get off the plane. They have to wait to get refueled. There's only one refueling truck at Birmingham's airport, so it's just slow. So we have to wait to get refueled and wait for the air. So all things short, we're there for like an hour and 15 minutes. And then it's a 35-minute flight from Birmingham to Jackson in this
I bet you were like, what is going on?
The only luck I had was that I was sitting two rows from the back on an aisle seat next to a gentleman for that 50-minute flight, then the 40-minute whatever hangout. But when we went to Birmingham, I noticed that the back row, two rows behind me, the three-person row was empty. So I just moved over to that, and I just stretched out on that three-person row.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
You're not scared to get comfortable.
I was done with that nonsense.
Okay.
At that point.
All right.
I've been trying to get home for like 5 days, so we weren't doing all that. It was crazy.
That's wild.
I felt like I was on an episode of the
Twilight Zone. Did you fly from Dublin to Atlanta?
Yeah, so I went Jackson to Vegas, Vegas to Atlanta to Dublin, Dublin to Atlanta to technically Birmingham.
You're supposed to go to Boston.
Originally, but that flight got delayed like 3 hours out of Vegas. So okay, I switched that to an Atlanta flight.
Okay.
That was originally coming out of Vegas out of the draft. So
good.
It was crazy. It was crazy getting there and back, but it was awesome. I mean, it was an amazing trip. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I went to a well that was dug by St. Patrick in 400 AD.
Really?
Yeah. It's insane. It was outside the Abbey where my friend got married, Billy Dew with Dakota Shy. Came in.
The great group.
Todd was there. Their winemaker was there. It was awesome. But the Abbey that they got married in was built in 1216 AD. But outside this Abbey, about 400 yards away or 400 feet away, 400 feet, 500 feet away, is this well that was dug by St. Patrick in 400 AD.
Oh.
Which is crazy. I mean, 400 AD, it's 1,800 years. There's nothing even close. The oldest thing in America is like 400 years old. That's crazy to me.
Wild.
That's crazy. I stood next to a monument that was built in 1620 AD. It was like a mantle type thing that they set like sacrifices on, or like, you know, okay, things like that in this abbey or whatever, candles and stuff like that. And it was engraved, and it was built in 1620. That's crazy. It's
hard to wrap your brain around.
It's just amazing what they did, and the things that have stood, like, it's been standing for that long. It's been standing for 600 years, and it hasn't been destroyed. Like, that's, you know, I mean, that's kind of remarkable.
Well, you know, Guinness is part of our portfolio.
Are they?
And,
I did not know that.
Guinness is part of the capital city portfolio, and I was glad to see you take a picture of a Guinness.
Of course.
When you got to Ireland.
It's a totally different.
It's a great beer. Yeah, very, very underrated.
Totally different experience over there. The Guinness family is an amazing family. They had 21 children. Only 11.
One woman?
Only 11 lived. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's how it, through adulthood, as they say, which is 18 years old. But it's crazy. That's how.
Did you tour their deal?
We did not get into the Guinness one. We went to Jameson with our schedule lined up with Jameson, but we couldn't get we were only in Dublin for like a day or two.
Yeah.
Dublin's okay. Getting outside Dublin, way better.
Yeah.
Way less fake and touristy. Like, we spent a week in place called Ballina, which, like, they don't get Americans over there. It was awesome. So it was like true. We were in the Irish countryside.
Good,
like,
food?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of good stuff over there. We ate at a Michelin star Thai place.
And?
It was amazing. Yeah.
Best you've ever had?
In the middle. It was right up there.
Okay.
It was right up there. It was in the middle of Ireland. Just this tiny little town in the middle of Ireland.
In a wonderful Thai restaurant.
Yeah. It's just a hole in the wall. We didn't even know it was there. We parked outside of it on accident.
Wow.
Yeah. And it had its 3-year running Michelin star Thai restaurant.
That's
I know.
That's big time, man.
It was crazy.
Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance. Bundle your auto and home and save with your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent. We're going to have Parrish Alford at 8:30 on Ole Miss Baseball. And at 9:30, Brad Edwards, College Football Insider on Saban. We'll play that Saban audio on the other side.
We can do it now if you want.
Let's play it on the other side. Speaking of good food, Sushi Samba.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, but it was delicious.
Was that amazing or what?
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Oh, fantastic. I haven't had sushi since then, so I have to go get some sushi.
I have. It wasn't as good.
I believe it. That place was amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
And the leaves, the way it was built, fantastic.
That's a cool spot. That really is.
Vegas has done a good job of capturing the fine line between cheesy and extravagant.
True.
And there are parts that are cheesy, and you can appreciate them for their cheesiness, but there's also great places that are extravagant and over the top, yet not cartoonish. And that's a cool thing that Vegas does well.
Yeah. That area in the Venetian and so on has some really, really strong restaurants.
Yeah. And yeah, like, I could go to Vegas and only do food for the whole trip and be fine.
Yeah. Oh, and we did a show from a sports book, which was cool.
That's right.
I mean, I was at Memphis in May on Friday, and that's a cool factor. Doing a show from Vegas in the Caesar sports book was cool.
Yeah, that was impressive. So we've now done sports books in the great state of Mississippi and in Las Vegas now.
Right. That was my first show from Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Breaking boundaries.
We got to go back.
Right?
We have to go back and...
We've shattered the glass ceiling of Mississippi radio. We're flying through the roof, headed to the stars.
And I went downtown Vegas the day you left, by the way.
Yeah, you had a little fun.
I did. I don't think I made it down there, my other trips out there, but maybe I had. There was one where I stayed way too long. I told you, I stayed Tuesday through Sunday.
That's too long.
My gosh, I almost lost my mind. And didn't fly out till Sunday night. By then, I was, oh, goodness. Good morning. Welcome in. Blake Scott got Fauci'd in Ireland, but he's back. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. The show is brought to you by MississippiSportsMedicine.com for any orthopedic hiccup. Also, my torn meniscus surgery was powered by Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center. Good morning. Welcome in on a Monday. Blake Mania is back. We'll drop some Saban audio on the other side. Parrish Alford Ole Miss insider will join us at 8:30 on the Corona Premier Guest Line.